What I wish to say of the best of dreams, what came to me in the middle of the night after the speech bearers lie biding their rest. It seemed to me that I saw the greatest tree brought into the sky, bewound in light, the brightest of beams. That beacon was entirely garnished with gold. Gemstones prominent and proud at the corners of the earth, five more as well blazoned across the span of its shoulders. Every angel of the Lord warded it there, a brilliant sight of a universe to come. Surely it was no longer the gallows of vile crime in that place. Yet there they kept close watch, holy spirits, for all humanity across the earth and every part of this wildly famous creation. Surpassing was this victory tree, and me splattered with sins, struck through with fault. I saw this tree of glory, well worthied in its dressing, shining in delights, geared with gold. Gemstones had nobly endowed the sovereign's tree. Nevertheless, I could perceive through all that gold a wretched and ancient struggle, where it first started to sweat blood on its right side. I was entirely perturbed with sorrows. I was fearful for that lovely sight. Then I saw that streaking beacon warp its hues, its hangings. At times it was steamy with blood, de-wet, stained with coursing gore. At other times it was glistening with treasure. Yet I, lying there for a long while, beheld sorrow cherry the tree of the Savior until I heard it was speaking. Then the best of wood said in word.